Wednesday shirt tzarichas.
Mentioned yesterday, and I want maybe a shtickle to remind me and see that it's mavur in a lot of rishonim and many a lot of sugyas. There's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the yesoid of Ptur Tomun Be'esh. Normal, when we learn Bava Kama, till we come to the sugyas and Akoinis, we understand that Ptur Tomun Be'esh is a gzeras hakosum, like Boris Potur al Akeilim. Esh is potur al tomun. And be'emes we have to know dos is shitas ha-teisvus. We'll see later, b'li neder, the moshel ha-teisvus in daf-hei, mefurish. But it's gzeres ha-kosu. Azei vibor is potur al ha-keili. Keren is mishalem chotzi nezek. One of the hilchoiseyem of Bava Kama is that Esh is potur al ha-tomun. Rabbi Yehuda is choylek, is a droshe, oy ha-komo. That you potu. Aber be'etzem is a gzeres ha-kosuv that esh is potu al atom. And Rabbi Yehuda is choylek. And lefit teisves, this is be'etzem the yesoid of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah said another chidush. That the aloche of tomun is only b'madlik b'shaloi. B'madlik b'shal chavei roi is nishtokim p'tur tomun. Why? So teisves says, כי אביר איש ויוצא וביר בשדה אחר משמע in the posuk that the posuk Oya Komo was talking on his chotza and not on chotza of someone else. I would say so maybe it's chotza of someone else you put on Gansi. No, as I said, the drosha the thesis by us was משמע that the posuk is talking about madlik בתוך שלוי אבל that מדמק זה רסקוסוב that אש is potur על התומון it's only בשלוי. Later we'll see Rabbi Kivayger has very, very shvel this yesoid. Very, very shvel this yesoid. Avada, he understands. A poor aduma. As I mentioned, the regal potu b'shusorabim. Tomun is potu keren b'chotzer anizik. Rabbi Tarfon says nozik sholem. Tomun is potu b'malik b'shaloi. B'malik b'shal chaveiro is no parsha of tomun. This is the way Tosfos learned. Now this is the second yesoid. This is the second yesoid. The third yesoid of Tosfos. So we have one yesoid machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanon if esh potur al tomun or not. Gzeres ha-kosuv. Oya komo memaet tomun. Second zach that the pasuk was only talking about mavir b'shaloi, b'mavir b'shal chaveiroi. There's no drosha. Mavi b'shal chaveiro is no drosha. There's no drosha, but mavi b'shal chaveiro is no drosha. Tertzach, state in the braise, that there's no p'tur tomun b'mavi b'shal chaveiro. But even so state, that if you burn a house, and as dvorim she'ein darkom liyois babayis, or loshen ha-gemore arniki begodish, you potur even b'shal chaveiro. The Tosfos is an ayah alochem Bava Kama that a mazik deloy havelei leasuke adaita is potu. And if you learn some achbeis, Tosfos learns even ba'odam amazik. Ahu de botash bekasafte de chavrei. A person took a kasefes, a safe of his friend, and he threw it into the ocean, and it's tiny than his diamonds inside. And the Gemara declares if it's derech to put diamonds in the kasafte or not. And Tosfos says it's doima to the sugi before. So Tosfos says. And what is the tzad that you chayev there? It's people sometimes put diamonds. Oh, but arniki begodish, people never put. So state in Tosfos, there is no shaykhis be'etzim to din esh. So our mishnah lefi Tosfos is three alochas. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanon if sido p'tur tomun be'esh onat. Second machlekes. Second yesoid, that it's davka b'sheloi v'loi b'shel chaveiroi. Why? Because kach mashma b'posuk. Because kach mashma b'posuk, no esbo. And another says, even when there's no p'tur tamun, something that lo yhavelei la'asuka adayte bichlal is a new p'tur. This is the glat. Mitzad alom, this is very glat. Psukim, everything is psukim. The last thing is a chidush, that's not a p'tur in Odom HaMazik. Most of Rishonim don't accept it. Rashba, Ramban, or the Mu'ed le'oilom. This is a mechadosh big chidush. Who gave you permission to be mazik me? Only have a last sukkah night. Odom is more loyal. Say, lefi tesis is one baya, and that what tesis himself asks. So everything is nice in the Mishnah. What is the shaykhis to the sugya of kimle with the rabbi when they're in the middle of the sugya of tamun? If you mavir and as a gdi and as a evet, and more from that, Rabbi Nutan and Sefer Yosher explains. You want to write it? Write it. So say, it was an Eved that was laying near a field, and the Eved is burned and tied, and you burn him. You potur on the Godish. And if the Eved is free, you chayev on the Godish. Godish is also money. Why you need also a Gdi to be near the Godish? Chutz from the Kashe, as Rabbi Nutan and Sefer Yosher says, forget about the Kashe, why it's not here in the middle, it's not in the middle here, if the Sugya, we have to talk about the Gdi. Why you have to speak about this story of the Gdi? So why you have to speak about Bichlal Kimle Mide Rabbe Minei? And even if you want to speak about Kimle Mide Rabbe Minei, why to bring inside a story of a Gdi? This is the way Rabbi Nutam and Sefer Yosher reads in the Loshen. I'm going to find my Sefer Yosher. I'm looking for how, I'm looking for it. Sefer Yosher. I copy the Loshen. But as Rabbi Nutam and Sefer Yosher says, that the Iker Afroi, what he's bothered in the Mishnah, is not only what is going on here. Said you want to tell me the Aloha. So you're right, Lefi Rashi, maybe the Gdi has to run, the Gdi doesn't have to run. So Lefi Sam Rishayim is Chidushi Birchis Gdi. But first Rashi says there's no Shaykhis if the Gdi is tied or not. So there's no Shaykhis if the Gdi is tied or not. So there's no Chidushi Birchis Gdi. So what is the Chidush Kim the Ramine? So one question is, who asked you to speak about Gdi with the Ramine? On the middle of the Mishnah. Oh, your Eved kofus v'gdi tzamuch loy, and you make a fire chayev al gdi potur al gdi. What's the shaykh of the gdi? Chayev al gadish and potur al gadish. This is the baya lefi Teisvus, and Teisvus already in Chof Beizam Mud Aleph asks the kasha, and we'll have to see what he answers. This Chof Beizam Mud Beiz Teisvus tells this kasha. But does the shita of Teisvus? And we mentioned yesterday, and I wonder the shitas will be clone before the tevas. The lefitesis is mistaber like the chazanish. That even if you know that it's tamun, you potu, because it's a gzeira sakosun of tamun. Chazanish explains, even if you know that it's tamun. The chazanish says, so frek the chazanish, so why be godish you chayev on the inside? Be chayev only on the outside layer. Even that you know that it's tamun, but if you tell me that tamun is potu, so some said here yesterday the nusach it's one piece. Chaznish said that is not a real answer, because if it's one piece, the Gemara said that if it's inside things that are ro'i to be inside, you potu ala keilim, but you mishalem dmei chitim. You have a pile of chitim and you have inside the tractor. So you potu on the tractor, but you pay, machresha, the Gemara calls it, but you pay dmei chitim. It's not already one gush. So the Chazanish says, even if you know you potu, but if it's bumpy, you chayim. Lamazon, you have a tractor and it's covered with a sheet. You see a shape of a tractor. That is not called tomu. There's no thing to see with your eyes. It has to be that it's tomu. So in a gadish, you see that it's full. So you see that it's full in the amount of tractor. This is called, but again, all of that is going back to the nusach of the Chazanish, that it doesn't make a difference if I know or I don't know. It's a gzeira sakosu. And the Chazanish is mamshich, and he says, that is mistabit to him that glass is also called tomu. Glass. It's called tomu. I'm not going now, if the Chazanish really is going with the biskarov that we said in Sukkah, that glass is a little bit not seen through. Yeah. He has a raya. He says, the Gemara says that in the house it's called Tomu. We had a shayla yesterday if house is called Tomu or not. We have a masupik. Not going now, we'll go back to it later. People walk into the house. Fakir the Chazanish doesn't understand, house has windows. There's no closed house. Other is open windows, always glass. No one lived in a bais that has no windows, he said. Or that they didn't put on windows.
The whole thing is see-through.
What? The shadow will angle you stand. Every time when you stand like this, you don't see. When you stand in the wood, as it looks like the chazanish. No, so it's not in the house. So it's not in the biro. How you talking about my closet? Again, the chazanish is mesupek well as the gather of biro. He has a tzad that biro means everything inside the house is called tom, and then he says mistomena. But I'm saying, the chazanish says that mistabotun, that shkufim, called shkufim. Chaloyin shkufim, as he calls chaloyin shkufim, what the Chazal called, he says, is mistaber that shkufim have a tomb?
That's the tris.
What tris? No one had a tris. So again, I wanted to be close. No, I wanted to be close. So interesting is that people learn. But I'm telling you, I met yesterday a lot of people that learn. That learn what become it. And they don't know the klolim of tom. It sounds like it's mentioned. It's interesting when the Gemara says in the Samach, the Machlekes, why Rabbi Yudah is poiter al tomun, and Rabbi Yudah the mechayev al tomun. In Mishpul has daf hey and daf Samach alef umud beis. It's twice in Babi Kame. So daf Yudah is also, but twice in Babi Kame we have the yesod of tomun. And again, all of that is going with the bismedrash that it's a gzeira sakosu. It's a gzeira sakosuv of tamun. And var, it's a gzeira sakosuv of tamun. Does it together with the that you have a ptur of tamun? Var, it's a gzeira sakosuv that you have the aloche of tamun. May the zok bechazanish. Even if you know. And could be glasses also called tamun. You could have said that it's not. You could have said that something is bumpy is also not. It's called tamun. Tractor is covered, even if you see the shape. The chazanish is a raya from Godish. But does it give an beetsam the bishmedrash of shita satesis? What? So the shayla, what is the getter of tomul? What the Torah meant here when she said tomul? Makoma begolui afkol begolui. Koma is goli in ganzen. So this is the chazanish is mesupik taki. But I'm saying, all of that goes into the bishmedrash that the getter of tomul is a gzeira sakosu. This one we asked it yesterday. And we said, well, sure, I want to go back to this chayli. Le'umas then, we mentioned, Shitas Rashi and Masechta Bo Bekame. That the getter of Tomun is a Ptur Oynes. Where is the Rashi? We said Rashi in Davchov Gimel. Rashi says that Tomun is Potu Mitzad Oynes. The Gemara says, but Omar Ishim Ishim Chitzov, you can't be Potu on Tomun. So Rashi, because Odom Chayiv ben b'shogeg ben b'meizid ben b'oynes. Fakt Rabbeinu Peretz, oynes meret af tomun alocher es gzeiras hakosu that you potu. Shteitim Rabbeinu Peretz that Rashi learns that the gather of the gzeiras hakosu is a ptur oynes, and while the gather of the gzeiras hakosu is a ptur oynes, so Rashi of ishu mishum chitzov it's called Odom Amazik cannot be a ptur oynes. And don't be tomea. It's not the mokum to be marich, but don't be tomea. That Rashi learns like that. When you see the sug in Samach and Akoinis, the Gemara has a tzad, it says, V'sofa koitzi v'motzo eish, v'motzo godish, and the Gemara says, V'tzriche, the ikton the koitzi, the shchiach. Fire catches very quick near koitzi. So if you make a fire near koitzi, you chayim. But if you made it near a field, maybe you potu. So it's all different psukim on what kind of fire you chayim. One of them state, Oy hakomo. That you chayev not only on koitzim, that are very easy to catch fire, even on koimo you chayev. One of them state in the Gemara, makoimo begolui, afkol begolui. The pshia is legabi what I see. Oh, but legabi what I don't see is missing in my pshia. So avada, without the aloche makoimo begolui, afkol begolui, I'll be chayev. I'll show the bor, I'm chayev betomun. Oh, but legabi esh. The mazik of esh has a leichtkeit that you're not chayv when it's missing in the pshir. You're not chayv when it's missing in the pshir. That's the shit as Rashi and Daf Chof Gimel. When we said lefi Rashi, the yesoid of Tomun is legabi what I don't see, it's missing in my pshir. This is the Loshon Rashi and Chof Gimel. Rabbeinu Peretz brings down the Rashi. The Tamin Rabbi Yenis and Milonin says it by our source. And we said Lefi Rashi, it's Poshu, that even if you know, but if you know that it's inside, Avad Alamol, you could say Xeris Akosu, we said, Sheloitachlo, Leplug de Reise, Abba Misvoro, we said, Avad, if you know it's inside, there's no Ptur Tomo. The Yesod of Tomo is, it's a gather of a Pchina of a Oines. That's a gather of a Pchina of a Oines. Lo Yehavel Ila Asuki Adayte. Lo Yehavel Ila Asuki Adayte. I didn't have to think about it. So Valo Yavle Lasuka Adaita is a kind of a prime of oinus. It's a kind of a prime of oinus. So we made a potu, that's a shitas Rashi. Zogt Rashi, the Ptur of Tomun is only Madlik Bisheloi. Aval Madlik Bishel Chaveiroi is no Ptur Tomun, right? So Taisa said, why? For Adumo, Kisei Tzeish. Mashma in the Torah, that the ganze Ptur is Madlik Bishaloi. Rashi in the beginning of the Sugya said, why Madlik Bishal Chaveiroi is no Ptur Tomun? Ein lo Yerushus. Ve'avi ki me'abit b'yodayim. Rashi says he doesn't have a Rishus. One of the Pshat, he doesn't have a Rishus. So we saw in the Rosh. The Rosh says in Siman Yud Gimel. The Mishnah says, Kamo Amalik B'Tech Shaloyat, Kamo Tavor Ad Leika V'chayet. Be'emzat Zayin Zog Berosh only b'madlik b'sheloi. So if he puts the Zayin Amo, he's not called a Poshaya. Aval madlik b'shel chaveiroi havelei la'asuke adayte, and he's Poshaya even if the fire goes very far. So b'ein lo yirashus, when there's ein lo yirashus, is no ptur of tomu. So lefi Rashi it's a svore. The Hainu, it's a svores. The Torah starts fakert. Koitzim v'komo, the Torah is mechadish that I'm chayev on every fire. I would think that I'm chayev only when it's a pshia. When it's not a pshia, I'm not chayev on the fire. Or yakomo is mechadish that I'm chayev even when it's not koitzim. But only if it's going. That havli la'asuke adayte. When it's loy havli la'asuke adayte, lefi Rashi is a pturavesh. Bishel chaveiroi is a gresser etayne. This was Shitas Rashi. Well, if I know about it, so about I'm chayev. Here Rashi came and Rashi was mamshich, and Rashi says, "Aval madlik shchaveiro yuchayev, aval dvorim she'ein darkon bekach, you potur even b'shel chaveiro." Why? So the fifth day says, "No potur even in other mamazik." Rashi says, "No, I'm poishayak when I'm madlik b'shel chaveiro I'm poishayak, but when I have a lila sugi adayte bichlal, when I didn't have to think bichlal." Diran Potur, even Mishal Chaveiroi. Everything is the Parsha of Tomun. The whole Parsha is the Parsha of Tomun, Lefi Rashi. So Lefi Rashi, Faker, the Sugya here is a Sugya Ptur Tomun Be'esh. What is the Ptur Tomun of Eish? Again, Rav Oines, Rashi, and Dav Chof Gimel. I didn't have to think about it. So the Mele felt in my Pshia, Zalabot, felt in my Pshia. And the Madregis, if the Pshia, does it Koyach Achim Ure, boy, all these words in Babi Kamen. If it's less habli la'asuke adayte, so it's less than my pshia.
Why
does Rashi have to say habita adam amazik? He doesn't say ma'abit biyodayim, not adam amazik. The Dafka Rashi didn't say the words adam amazik. Oh, you have to ask what it is? We'll get to it. I said again. Again. You decided it's adam amazik. I said again, Rashi didn't say. You read ma'abit biyodayim, not adam amazik, right? Asking, what is the words of Ma'abed Be'odayim? Oh, but it's not the words of Adam Avahe, Adam Amazik. Adam Amazik is no Ptur Tomun, Rashi said it. It's not called Isha Mishum Amoinoi, the Gemara is Maimi Din Chuv Gimel, Arsugye, there was a Dleken, there was a wall, and the wall fell down. And it's not called Adam Amazik. The Gemara says, Klod, it's not called Adam Amazik. So if you Rashi, the Geder of the Gzeras HaKosu of Ptur Tomun, what is the Geder is? It's a Geder from our Oines. Oines. It's felt in the Pshir. And then look, Rashi, Mishum Shukitzer, you can't have such a Ptur. Mishal Chaveiroi, that is a Gresser Rehavli Lasuke Adayte, Lesli Rishus, and the Rosh says, when Lesli Rishus, the Mele is Murach Roi, when Lesli Rishus is Murach Roi, so Val, when Lesli Rishus is Murach Roi, the Mele is Chayev. Oh, but when Lehavli Lasuke Adayte Bichlal, and I'll explain. When I make a fire and I see around only chitim, I don't have to think who knows what is there. When I walk into someone's field, I have to think, maybe as a dragon. So I'm a pusheya also clapping the tractor. Don't ask me. I anyway don't have a right to do it. But the pshat is, it's a greser pshia clapping the chiyuv tashlumim. Schavti b'shmirosri. But clapping zacha that bichlal don't have to be there, even when Leslie Rishusa, I'm potu. But Ravadi b'odem ha-mazik, Hamad is no potu, if they have l'asuke ha-daite. This is shittas Rashi, Rambam, most of the Rishonim. This is shittas Rashi. So we're gaining the vile of Rashi, that the Yesoid, that Madlik B'Sheloi is a Ptur of Tomun. Madlik B'Shel Chaveiro is no Ptur of Tomun. It's not because Gzeira Sakosu, because Leslie Rishusa. But B'Dobod El Ishchiach Klal, B'Dobod El Ishchiach Klal, then Vaiter is a Ptur of Tomun. Rabbi Yudah, that doesn't hold from Ptur Tomun Bichlal, is choylig on both things. He's mechayev betomun b'madlik b'sheloi, and he's mechayev even medobod elo ishchiach klal, because Rabbi Yudah doesn't darshan the ptur of tomun b'chlal. Rabbanon then have the ptur of tomun evi lo ishchiach yipotu. Just b'shel chaveiroi, the madrege is aggressor and madrege. The main it's one machloikis. This is b'etzem what we reminded yesterday. And lefi that, we said klo, yeah? Lefi that we said klo, that Lefi Rashi, even if you knew about it, I'm sorry, if you knew about it, you don't have a Ptur Tomun. There's no Ptur Oynes. If it's glass and you see through, it's not called Tomun. It's not called Tomun. And we're Medayik Rashi in the beginning of Akoynes. We have time. Yeah. This was the Pashas Advor. Now I want to go a trop weiter. We had a kash. Maybe I'll go from the end to the beginning. Rab Kiva Eiger is Mechiach. He says Tzorichir. What would be? Rab Kiva Eiger is asking us that kash. When a person burns a eved, and the godish is burned, it's called madlik b'sheloi or madlik b'shel chaveiro. We'll see in a second the case of the eved. The suya of the eved was madlik b'sheloi, madlik b'shel chaveiro. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger says words, and again, we'll get to it kaseida, ve'efshel shekevon, even if it's my Evet, let me say, my Evet is in the field, and I burn my Evet. And then the Godish burns. I was Malik B'Shaloi. Zog Rav Kiva Eiger, ve'efshar, kevon she'en lo'y reshus, ze'nechshar Malik B'Shal Chaveir. We'll see it in a second. If it's all here. Now, Muchach in Rashi, in the Sugya, that if my Eved is laying in my house and I burn him, and through that fire comes out and burns someone else, I'm chayav. Why? So I'm giving you, while I don't have reshus, I'm a poisheya, so could be a poisheya in the whole zach. Lefi teisves, lo kashur, the aloch is ki teitze eish. But I want to go kisei der advor. So be'etzem, as tzusa the shmaisa, I think advorim bruri meoid. Advorim bruri meoid. Maybe I'll give one more shoychad before we go to the second shlav of the sugya. A leichte shoychad. A chazorotike shoychad. In daf hei, amud beis, Taisa says, he's asking a kasha on Rashi. The Gemara says that Bor is potur al eina roi boy. Bor is, Gemara says, male Bor shechin potur al ma she'eina roi boy. So what is eina roi boy be Bor? So it says, Kelim. It's eina roi? Why Boris ain't a royal kelim? Why Boris ain't a royal kelim? Boris roy to break a kelim or not? A Boris roy to break a kelim or not? So why it's called ain't a roy? Why it's called ain't a roy? What? Why it's called ain't a roy? Why a Boris called ain't a roy le kelim? Gzeres akosu. Yes, also is potur al tomu. It's ain't a roy le. If you count things that is exeges akosu, that it's called the potu, I mean, lo shteisis in hayamud beis akasha and Rashi. Ach ma shepirish bo yichiach. Ve'oid otum ve'oid otum mishum de potu rodom choshu vein eroi haloi be'eish nami potu tomu. The teretzes. Lefi teisis that tomu is exeges akosu. So you write that bor is roi to kill a person, but it's potu. Fire is roi to burn tomun, but it's potu. So if you count the list of his exeges akosuv, fire also has a list. The Firashi fire doesn't have a list. This is midin. It's not potu on tomun. Fire is potu on tomun. The most b'shechaveri fire is potu on tomun. No, fire is not potu b'shetomun. It's a potu roiness sometimes. The most if he knows it's there, it's chayv. It's not a din p'tur tomun lefi Rashi. This is again a pshia.
It's
just by ish. Yeah, Teis asking from ish. Says, if you count, Teis asking on Rashi, if you called Eino Roi Leboir Odo, even that it's Roi, because Il Chuseyim makes it Eino Roi, so say, Male Eishach in Potu, Al Eino Roi Boy, because it's Potu and Tomu. It's Roi, but it's Potu and Eino Roi, everything that becomes Heyamud Beis, I'll say, 25 lines, 20 lines from the top. Heyamud Beis, 20 lines from the top. The Teretzes, Teretzes dear says the words, Odom potu bebo gzeras hakosuv, eish potu betomun as gzeras hakosuv. So if you count gzeras hakosuv, count every gzeras hakosuv. Lefi Rashi, tomun is a different parsha. It's not gzeras hakosuv bichla. Sometimes you chayv, sometimes you not chayv. I know, it sounds a little bit shver. We'll go to the second chelek, and we will say that we have Sefer HaYoshon Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says it, and he says in the end, don't ask me that it's chidushim, hadvorim, machmadim, v'neimim, v'mesukim, so please accept them. This is like Rabbeinu Tam. I want to see the Rambam. The Rambam brings down our sugya, v'choy v'lumasik. המדליק בתוך סוד חברוי ויוצא אש מדליק בשל חברוי ונח על הגודיש והויו גדי קופוס לוי ועבד סמוך לוי חייב שכן דרך בני אדם לעשות בגודיש. When a person makes a fire and he burns a godish and there's a gdi inside the godish, you chayev shechein derech la'asos begodish. That's accepted. It's accepted. I want to be the Rambam again. Hamadlik betoich sode chaveiroi. He went to his friend's field and he made a fire. Ve'yotzo esh ve'nechal ha'godish. Ve'hoyo gdikofus loy. Ve'nisraf imoy chayov shechein derech meyodom la'asos begodish. What a shver in the Rambam. What is Shver and the Rambam? What is Shver and the Rambam? What? What is Shver and the Rambam? Again, I mean the Losh. Hamadlik betoich sode chaveiro. You see chidushim she'en kedug mosom, but it's bor. Hamadlik betoich sode chaveiro. Ve'yotzo ha'esh. Ve'nech ala godish. Ve'hoyo gdi kofus. Ve'nisraf imoy chay. What is Shver? Wama shechein derech meyodom la'asa is begodish. One second. What a Rambam? What a shver in the Rambam? What a shver? Who said Tom? I said Tom. Hamadlik betechsod echaveiroi. Tell me when the words become hard for you. Hamadlik betechsod echaveiroi v'yotzo ha'esh v'neech ala godish v'hoyo v'kofus v'nisraf chayov Shechein derech bnei odom lazris begodish. If it's not derech bnei odom, you're potter. Say it. A minute. Aber yechayev, shechein derech bnei odom. Steht in Rambam, that you only chayev because it's besodech haveiro. But if b'madlik b'sheloi v'yotzo lesodech haveiro, you'll be potter. Why you'll be potter? Why you'll be potter? Tomu. Oimer Avrom, ze eini yoidea p'tur. Eini yoidea mau. The ochel av the tomun mairi. The gdi is outside, it's not tomun. So I'm asking a double question. Even madlik b'sheloi v'yotzo lesodech haveiro chayev. And even the madlik b'shel chaveiroi, even if it's not derech, l'chur yosu chayev, only if you like tesis. Zog de tamin harashbo. Kanira haramba mitkaven l'agid tomun, aber ze lo tomun. Ze nishken tomun. It's not tomun. Oim haravrom, ze einu yoideya. Tamin harashbo has the kashen. He's merames when he's asking the kasha. He's really telling us what to be the answer. So the time in the Rashba. Kosav Rambam. It's the last piece in the Kodesh. Hamali b'techsod echaveiro b'yotzo esh v'nech alai godish. Nira she'arav meforesh mishum tomin b'esh. V'ani tomea. I understand why the Rambam said tomin b'esh because it's inside the Mishnah here. V'ani tomea. אם כן רב יהודה די אפילו רבונו מה לי בתור של חברו ליאב שמסביר את הנאים לרוסה ואין ועל כל פיקר he's asking זה הייתי כקשס now he's asking the קשס זה אינו עם מסייה שבל הלב this is the two lines the whole tale is here דלו יחוב שיבטומון אלו מה שתומון בתויך הגודיש אבל מה שצומוך לו אין זה תומון. Again, to make things very, very clear, people don't know how to learn. He's not saying that the Raman was maimi that the Gdi is inside the Godish. The Gdi is outside. And the Rambam learned that he has the Din of Tomun. And he has Kashas. Cheshbon is in the Sugya. So we have time to get back to that. Zokter, aber eina misyashem al alev, ze eina Tomun. Elo ma shebetoicha Godish, ma shesomuch loy. He's megalados and nupshat. The chiddush of the Mishnah here in the case of Godish, not that you're asking a kasha, say a chiddush, I'm paying on the Godish. The chiddush that you're paying at the Gdi, even that is Tomun, why? Because it's Matik b'shel chaveiroi and Yichayev. And it's Darkei b'kach. This is the case. Kach haramba miforash ha-gemore. He's asking me, Chetese doesn't say Klod, but it's b'tor shel chaveiroi. We'll see later. Some people can explain it's a b'tor shel chaveiro because when you burn the heaven, it's every time called b'tor shel chaveiro. We'll get there later. But the Rambam was meforish that this is a tomun. Ein emisya sheval aleiv. Zogt the Talmid Rashba, but it's nishken tomun. Zogt Rabbeinu Tam himself in Sefer Ayosho. Tomun means covered. Covered tomun means something that lo yhave leila asuke adaite doesn't have to be bichlal covered. I want to read the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam. The Talmid Rashba said it, but we'll read the Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Ayosho. Ois tov kuf lamedches. Hoy o gdi kofus. Kashe amai noken gdi. Hoy o lichtev godish ve'evet. Elo vaday mishum din tomun bekomo osa lashmeinen. The Gdi etzel Godish Uchiru Uma sheshono Gdi Kofus B'derech Machlekes Rabbi Dvaochi Pirusha Hatoiro Omro Oya Komo Ma Komo Begolui Af Kol Begolui Vegolui Lav Davko Lemeute Kol Tomun. First he says not every time Arei Shoninu B'madik B'shel Chaveiro Yichayev Elo Lemeute Kol Dovor Shelav Uchay. It's not a poor adumo of tomun. It's lav urchei. Veurchei beboker begodish bechafotzim bebayit. ואתו בו המשנה לא יימר על הקדיש שאפילו הוא קוף וסעור. רבי פוטו, גברדי, שתהיית את הרמב״ם, המדליק בתוך סודה חברוי. Not all chidushim tal min arash b'sez. Ain't a misyad shemal alev. I can't understand that this will be called tomu. Zog rabbi dutam, tomu doesn't mean tomu. I'll bring you a raya. B'malik, what is this raya? B'malik, b'shel chaveiroi, why are you chayev on tomu? Because it's urchay. The fifth day, this deer is no gzeres akosu. No, the gzeres akosu is alamon. He says weiter. Don't have it. Hemshich haloshon Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosar is mamshich, and he says, "Ve'al tispale shani oimer that this is called tom." Now, so be'etzem lefi Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishnah here, the Rambam that was meforish al derech Rashi, was learning that the yesod of tomun is not a gzeras hakosuv of the word tom. Like Rabbeinu Tam says, Lav Urche is called Tomu. About it, we have to know how we magdir it. How we magdir it. The pshat is, about it, it doesn't make a difference if the person looked or he didn't look. When he's kilu, if he would look, he would see a godish. But he doesn't have to think that near the godish are things that are not derech to be in the godish. But you have to know a lot of Hezbeirim, how to be Magdir, how to be Masbir, that like was very shver to the lady of the Tamil Arashba to understand this. Why it's called the Parsha of Tom. Oh, but what is the Chidush? That it's like Magdik Bishal Chaveiroi, and Bemele Dir Yuchayev, and something that is Urche. Aber lo yitzu yitz madik b'shaloi, it has a gedder of tom. No, like biro, it has urche, it's two different kinds. As we see that it's three madregas. We have lav urche b'chlal, you potu ivi b'malik b'shal chaveyoi. And then the tomun, you potu, lefi Rashi, not because it's tomun, because lo yihav alei la'asu ke'adayte.
That's more urche than that.
Yeah, it's like this. You don't have to think about it.
There's nothing to do with where I'm going.
Again, we see in the sugya. Malik b'shel chaveiro is aggressor of Shia. Val Malik b'shel chaveiro is aggressor of Shia. So b'meile I'm chayev. So it's a middle darge.
So
That's what we said, yes.
When the Rambam says
Zuchim,
meaning it's the middle
dark. Yeah, it's the middle. It's what the Gemara calls Shechem Derech Miyodim Leaniach Bebatim. And on that you potur betamun. So again, how we magdir? Okay, we know what is not what is tamun is kudul lehavli laasuke adaite. B'shel chaveroi is havli laasuke adaite. Or be'oni mashe derech. How we magdir the gdi exactly? To be in this level, this is Takei Avodah, yeah? That Gdi Kofus is Kilo, what is the longness? I don't have to think about things that are inside the Godish. It's not missing my Pshia. Yeah? Even that Lu Yitzu, these things are not in the Godish, I'm a Pshia in it. But does it together that it's not, it doesn't go into my Pshia. It doesn't go into my Pshia. Right? This is the Gedda. So something that is not derech to be there. Once I taught a hesber, maybe a little bit the saber is always. I'm not saying that I'm meshuba to that, but the saber is always. We're saying like this: Lefi Rashi, it's a gedder of oynes, and zeh shteyim Rashi daf chov gimel. For that time, the time that Rashi would deal with mamish be'arachove, it's busy with the Rashi, yeah, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. But Rashi says again, so Rabbi Peres, Tomul is no shaches to oynes. So Lefi Rashi, what is the gedder? My pshia is not such a stark pshia clap when I don't know that is inside. Chotzer chavera im aggressor pshia, or benat clap or is lap urche. This is the teira b'enza. Benutam, the Rashi, Yishal Hashoel, I don't understand. When I make a fire and it burns the whole street, I'm chayev. Cars, tractors, yeah? Now, if it burns a godish and it has tractors inside, I'm not chayev. Kashtayish. If it's a tractor not covered with a godish, I'm pesher. And here I'm not a pesher. Olam zogim bechotzer chaveiroi. I don't have to think that inside the bira is diamonds. But look at this, diamonds not tomun. I'm chayev. So what is the gather? This whole book needs a little bit pshat. It's an amy idea. But I think maybe pshat is it. I have to be sure that my fire will not burn. The fire burns, it goes, it's fire. Kederach fires. Lamosh, when the fire attacks a godish, so lama zogin, even if it's hot, already 100 Celsius, it jumps over a meter and it burns the godish. Aber lamosh, to burn a tractor, the fire needs a very sharp fire to get to the tractor. So when I was pushing a klapi godish kivyochu, what burns inside the godish, I was only pesheya klapi godish. I was not pesheya klapi socha zach. You see, the Chazanish says, Lo Yitzu, the fire is so stark that it could burn even if it's not inside the godish. Chazanish says, maybe it's no sugi of tamun bichlal.
Maybe it's easier to burn
than
what?
Maybe it's a
doubt. So, and it seems that it's not, like Chazanish. Chazanish says, Lo Yitzu has a fire that's going to burn the whole city. Ech shelo yir. Chazanish has a tzad, there's no parsha of tamun. Doubt that it's Tomun. The Gdi is burned because he was laying near the Godish. Sometimes you make a fire that it burns the forest, all the animals, everything inside burns, yeah? Then Avada he chayev. Here the Pshat is, I didn't make a fire that could burn animals. No, Voskim and Tom, the animal was tied inside the Godish. And then we say that it's Lav Urche. Again, as I know about, I'm not clear how we magdir the agdolim, how we magdir the agdolim. But it's interesting that the same time in the Rashba that says clear that this is the pshat in the Rambam, and Daf Chof Gimel, where is the famous Rashi, that Rashi says that Tomor is potum mitzad oynes, Rabbi Nuperet says mechetese it's oynes. The time in the Rashba brings down Rabbi Yehoshua. Hiksha Rav Rabbeinu Yoine. B'tani v'perek ha-koines ni ha-potu tomun, b'me dvor am amurim b'madlik b'toich shaloi v'olcho v'dolko b'toch shal chaveiro. Aval madlik b'toch shal chaveiro meshalem kol ma shebesoicho. Ve'im ise, de madlik b'toich shaloi potur ala tomun, ma'ir shenof lo geder, de kol uchitzo. Im kei de kavoso b'madlik b'shal chaveiro, ya ma'ir chayev ala tomun. הרי אין לחי ומחמס עד לעיקר אונוס על הכלים שבחוצר החרס. He's asking a question. If the Gemara was maimed in a Ketzer HaRegel, that was a wall and the wall fell. So what is the difference where he made the fire? You potu b'shaloyim, you're not potu b'shal chaveira. Rabbi Nieina learns it's a gather of onus. If they chetimtzev the sugi mishum chitzov, that he has a wall and the wall falls, so even if you go to someone else's field, if there's a wall around you, and the wall falls, shaloyim machmas adleye, why do they consider them chayim? Eini meivin, I want this in the Lashon HaRashba. הרי תומון יבין אין מקרו וקרו מהרי בתוך שלוי סבל it's a very song of the Lord in the Sugi the Rabbi Nieini with the Tal Min HaRashba but the Rabbi Nieini came with a cash לפי the sign of the Gemara in a case of the Regel that the case of the fire is a wall and the wall falls back was the Ruach not back was the fire it's called Luch it's about negative to them so I don't understand what is the difference שלוי ושל חברוי I don't understand what you want. The answer is the Rabbi Nieina is not Gzeiras HaKosuf. It's a svara legabi the pshiyah. If the Gemara is maimed that kolu lo chitzov, so it means that the guy never thought that the fire will go. Mali b'shaloi, mali b'shal chaveiroi. Here we have the machlekes. It's the same time in the Rashba that learns that the gather of Tomun is Gzeiras HaKosuf. Any maven he tells Rabbi Nieina, what you asking me, Kashas, what is the chilek shaloi v'shal chaveiroi? Lefi the tzad, that's a big oynes. It's Gzeiras HaKosuf. Any misyashir al alev the Rambam, that he calls it Tomun. But Rabbi Nieina and the Rambam and Rashi, they learned that it's a gather of two oynes. I'm saying again. Avada. Avada un avada. Avada un avada. It needs noch a hesper. And before I'm mistaken, I want to say the Chazanish. He brings down a Moshe two interesting shaylos. He says, what would be b'shas he made the fire, it was tomun, but before the fire became, it became ois tomun, yichayev apotu. What do you say, Misvori? What is a Misvori? Misvori, what is a Misvori? It was Tomun Bishas the fire, and it was Nizgale before the fire finished. Now, when the fire got there, but already it was Nizgale. Potu and Chayim. Misvori, it could have been Potu and Rashi and Teisvus. You could say Alamo Zod Chazanish Yipotu B'Shas Nisreif at Gzeiras HaKosuf Eskever. Alamo, you could say Azei Hashem said. Aber, you could say no. L'maise is over. V'Shein G'Lefi Rashi it's going and the Maise Pshir could be it's stolen V'Shas HaPshir. Chazanish says, why is Mesupik? Said, you know, when he was young, he had a child. Every Tomun, L'maise, when the fire comes, it becomes Ois Tomun, yeah? He said, sometimes he said the fire goes in and burns and then pumps out. So but that guy burns and burns. He said, why? Because when he was young, he thought that this is the answer on Godish. Why are you having the whole Godish? It burns and burns and burns till it finishes. Talmud is the case that it got in.
Who cares? When he lit it, it was still
Talmud. This was the suffering of the Chazanish. You go lefishas at leike, or lefishas at sreif. We pay the aloha you put to and tomu. Chazanis, you have to know if you chayv or not. So I'm saying, avada, we have to know, we might need a sugya. And we have two shittas. That are boru melilu, with so much nafkeminis. Shittas ateisves, and talmid harashbo chazak, in the last end of a koines, and in the afchov gimel, that it's a gzeira sakosu. And it's a ateisves in the fei, we said. It's a gzeira sakosu. And if it tastes, we said, even if you know that it's Tomun. We brought yesterday the story, the Gemara of Samach Aleph, David HaMelech, that they knew that it's Tomun. And they asked David HaMelech if they potu. And Tastes says that he told them that you chayv lefi rabbiudim, you potu lefi rabbanan. They knew that they're going to burn the Ha'ajim at Tomun. It's a gzeiras HaKosuf, Tomun is potu. And if you Rashi, it's not a Gzeiras HaKosu. It's a Svor. It's a Geder in the Gzeiras HaKosu. So vital that the Talmid HaRashim and Rabbi Nutam and Sefer HaYosher are learning Pshat that Gdiso Mukhlo is potu from the Parsha of Tomun, even that he's not Tomun. Even that he's not Tomun. And we say, Zod HaZanish, Ken Zayin could be an Afkamina with glass. Ken Zayin Afkamina if you know. Ken Zayin could be an Afkamina if it's Nisgale. כן זה, זה נשמע מוכח. זה כן זה. ובצל, לפי רשי, תקי מאמי לסוג יבדו בן המלך, אני חתים צטקי, that it was already burned. Not that he went to burn it. Not that he went to burn it. למשל, לפי רשי, אבל אז no ספק, the fire is burning and burning, אז מגלה, אז no צעת במסחיים לפי רשי. דוס דפתום. Maybe if it's Nisgal. No, maybe it's Al-Khazanish. Duch the fire, but he doesn't have a din of Nisgal. But we call that as the Lefid away, we learn in Lefid Tesis. Lefid Tesis is a chirush that even Odom HaMazik, when it's Lav Uche Yipotu, Firashi Avad is only Be'odot Be'esh. It's not, B'shar Mazikim, it's not like that. But you see, Tesis in the Chobbeis Amud Beis, that he had a kasha, why did Pesugi speaking about Gdi, he says, was a salkedai toch that you potu, or be komash malon, take, o yakomo, that we don't darshan like that. Even that he brings down Mashem Rabinutam, medavis. Also in Tan Rabinutam, the Chobbe says, klo, everything, mamish, word by word, everything what we say in Mashem Rabinutam. Mamish. Words. First, I think this sugi of Tomun, Chuzutake, we saw what is Tomun in the Tomun. Yeah. But I'm saying, if you ask someone that learned Bobe Kame, and didn't do the sugi, didn't stay to the last couple days, yeah? You ask them Tomun Beish, yeah, Machlekes, Rav Yudim, Rabbanon, yeah? Pitam, you see, Tomun is a ganze Miktsoya. A ganze Miktsoya. We mentioned four or five gemaras. There's more gemaras than ois gecheshpen with the sugi of Tomu. Reb Chaim would say alamor. So the person doesn't learn Be'iyun, he learns P.S.D. will become a Rav. But the Tomu. Now, if someone asks you if you could pass the Bichas Tomu, you say, Chmamash Be'ezach. If someone says, Tomu Be'ezach, Chai Be'poto. He knows, it bumps out, it doesn't bump out, it looks, it doesn't look. It's chayav on the inside and the outside. It's one thing. It's anderzach with what was covered. If you rabbi it's shaloi, it's shalchaveiro. If you rabbi kiveiger, it's called on a reshus. It's called shalchaveiro. Yeah. If you chaznish was nizgal and b'shas asreifet, mechvesnish. And it's two gemores. It's no more gemores. Of tamu. It's a leich the klein sugya. How every sugya, a person has to learn mitchiloso ve'atzif. Chiloso ve'atzif. Because when we get to become it 20 times, it's called Ish Mavis. We'll never know it. We'll say Alamol, Fubel Azmanim. Every Bocher has the Sach. At the end of Ben Azmanim, next Ben Azmanim will be Maspid more. Everyone has a plan. Ben Azmanim, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Mechil. A plan. Chazal Gmorin, Avulim, Sisha, Sivri, Mishne, Brure. Everyone has this, all of his plans. How much you have been masking so much in Ben Azmanim. But then the cloud is in the end of Ben Azmanim. The guy says to himself, Be'ez Hashem, next Ben Azmanim, I'll masking much more. Next Ben Azmanim, I'll be masking much more. Doesn't happen. It's animal. The Yesoid. The secret is the person to take on himself before Ben Azmanim starts. It's the animal, the best day is if you could add a couple days, you know. People animal want Ben Azmanim will be a bit longer. You know, already people are working on it to try to make Ben Azmanim more. So some guys, like Ovidin Ishdin and Nafshay, you know. And then I think they finished Azmanim Amaniach. Ishdin and Nafshay and Shagipastin, yeah. Maaseh, they don't know why they were sitting in Gehenna. Because no, there's no suffering about it. Was, a guy leaves a week before, Chaim Shalevi said, but Pashas, he will never be in Gehenna. So he went, and the Smedash looks Shvach. No, I say, I don't know. Someone will say, I'll come to Shira and I'll fall asleep. What is the Chisol? I don't mean no one. I just don't have a show, right? I think all the guys are here and that. I'll learn something else to Shira. Yeah? Not fall asleep. Yeah? What is the Chisol? Why does this person will go to Gehenna? He's a Choytu Machti. Why is a Choytu Machti? Because the guy that sits near him sees, oh, this Choshev guy is not interested today. He doesn't know because the guy was up the whole night. He doesn't know because the guy knows the whole sugi already. So he makes the other guy near him to feel it's not so important. This is called Chaytu Machti. Chaytu Machti. I heard once. Not to leave everything aside. That they have, you know, but the goyim, they have these boxes that you can see the news. So they make panels, and you know, and everyone looks, and in the box they see all the people are discussing and listening to this culture. They're a lot of time nervous when they make these boxes. They call 10 people, and they start to discuss a topic, yeah? Everyone is looking, the whole world, there could be a million people looking to see the same boxes. What it be, the guy is giving a lecture about the place, fixing houses, this and that, and the guy's mom is boring, yeah? And two guys will fall asleep in the middle of the lecture. Now, millions of people are looking. When the two guys go like this, millions of people, the whole rating of the whole thing falls apart. So what do? Omuli balei mikzoya. The temperature of the room is bederech klal 10 Celsius. It's not the reason that it's cold here, yeah? But this is what he told me. 10 Celsius. Because they can't afford it. You can't say like, Yanko, yeah? They can't afford it. They can't afford it. So the melech, they keep it cold. So I said, why? Because if one guy falls asleep, they invest in millions of dollars to have this in convention online. And when one picture is worth a million words. If it's boring, so it's a lomanyan. These are the 10 people that were taken to show a guy. Something a guy is tired. He was up the whole night. What's coming down? So the man, this is what they do. So I'm saying, it's the same thing. Guys, why are you disturbed? The pshat is, the guy doesn't realize. I don't come. They don't know. He already learned the koines. He already knows the sugya. He's chazer. But the guy near him thinks, Zalomanya, he spoils it for everyone else. He doesn't stand the avla. She'en kedug mosa. The same thing. If a guy goes back, he's burned out, he's burned in. I'm not sure that Tomu, Nishkin Tomu. He's burned, yeah? I'm not sure that Tomu, Nishkin Tomu. I'm not sure that Tomu. So what the guy feels, not gishmak to stay. Magichiro told me that he was walking on the steps and he heard two Bochrim speaking. One asked the other one, why you stayed so late? Not why you left early. He asked the guy, why you stayed? That is the avla. That is the choyte umachti and the chelik lo ilamad. And the chelik. It's a big choyte umachti, you're over minavat. It's a choyte umachti that doesn't come to Seder. It's a choyte umachti that shmuzes in mismedrash. It's a bazach. He shmuzes. Shmuzes aher, shmuzes aher. Stats bayenem, stats bayenem. So people say, ah, such a choshev guy, you're not so interested to learn. I met a bacher yesterday. Very choshev bacher. He told me, he loves learning. About what? He's a follower. He's not a leader. If he comes into Bismedrash and everyone is learning, he learns till 12 o'clock by night. But if everyone gets up 10:30, he also gets up. If they don't come 9:30, he also comes 9:30. He can't. He's very belachas in the tzibur. The tzibur comes 9 o'clock. He wakes up 9 o'clock. Like this, he was in different shiva. This is what he was. But when he comes, and the guy shmuzes, so that guy, so mele. Now the last couple of weeks it's hard for him to learn. So the guys that do it, achayidu machti. Achayidu machti. This is, person doesn't understand his achayis. Person doesn't understand his achayis. Sometimes I don't know. Today I had a tirde. had to help. I could have been here already 10:30. I said I would come 10:30. Then so much people want to speak to me. So they will shmooze to me in the morning. So I'll make a rifin to the people that are learning. So I stayed in the corner and I learned, not in shtel. The last day was Mansa or shmooze to me in the Spanish, not in learning. Spanish is full. No? So maybe the guy could think that he shmoozing can learn. Chaydomachti. It's a pachad. I don't want to lose my lamabe. No one to lose. I didn't have what to do. I came, I was sitting in a taxi nearby, sitting and learning. The guy told me, you know what to do with your money? I said, my lamabe is more expensive. I was sitting in a taxi down the street and learning. Yeah. I said, it's worth it. I tried to come. I come, people will see me coming. Yeah, but I got, yeah. Not saying for the whole hour, but. but I was not parked and learning, not shteyt dakot. A person has to know that he has a chayas. So I'm saying to Zach, this is not to your soul, it's not to get to me, not to get to our shir, not to get to our bis medrash. It's a chayas. A person doesn't realize. Come, Moshe sits in a shir klali. He's an older guy, he's a young man. Sits, Lamazok, he doesn't understand Yiddish. I believe it's chus, but he can listen. Yeah? Not chus in this mahalach, yeah? Not that he doesn't understand the Torah, and he doesn't understand Yiddish. So he has to sit. Damascus, he decides to sit. But he opens a different gemara. 20 bachim near him understand that the guys here don't listen to Shir Klal. So, next time they don't come in, it comes a messiah that no one comes into Shir Klal. Yeah? For years later, people don't come into Shir Klal. And he doesn't know that he's the first one. Chazal said, "Moshe, if you dive in the minyan, you're the first one. All the schus goes to your schus." This is the opposite of the zach. You have a good excuse, but you can't do machti. That's learning the sugya of tovu, but the ganze shtark. So he's learning something else. So he makes the whole yom verschwacht. Can't do machti. Yeah, I'm using the echatim to give a shkof. I'm saying, I didn't think to speak about it. But today in the morning, when I was mamish mesupik to come out, I said I will come earlier. You can ask the Belio. He called me. So I said, yeah. I said, no way, it's not a problem. I said, I don't know if I'll come into Bismedesh, everyone will say goodbye to me. So it's enough that you know I had to go onus al piyadu for the first time, onus al piyadu for the second time, yeah, and to make a goodbye. So you're right, there's a cotton, there's a par, see, I'm supposed to say goodbye in the middle of this month. I finish having this on my places. So then I realized that people don't understand sometimes. They think they're tzaddik. They don't hop. I remember when I was a bacher, I was very, very close to Shom Zaman, very close. It was the third year. So I came after the first shiur. I came from Shom Zalman Erbach after shiur. And I told him, Rebbe, I have a lot of kashas on shiur. I wanted to speak in learning. He was 5 minutes, 10 minutes after shiur. So I said, he lived in Shari Chesed. I said, I'll come to your house. We'll speak in learning for an hour. I said, my father will pay a taxi. Don't worry, I'll not go on buses. It's every day I plan to come for an hour, have a lot of shalos, and I'll speak and learn. So he told me, you know, it's a different kind of Rosh Hashiva. So the Rosh Hashiva is Kowalski, it's not a different kind. You know, I got an hour to speak and learning at Shia with one Bacher after Shia. So I was Mamish a young Bacher. To me, I was very optimistic when I was a Bacher. I'm saying, Bahamas, I said to Rosh Hashiva, listen, I came to learn by you. If you don't feel that you could be Rosh Hashiva, you could leave the Shia. But I said, it's not fair for a young bacher. I came to yeshiva, told me you're Rosh Yeshiva. I want to learn speaking in Rosh Yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva tells me you can't speak and learning. To shmooze, I understand. Rosh Yeshiva is not here for shmoozing. But eager for learning, by the way, to shmooze, not the opposite. I want to speak and learning. I'm not asking to shmooze. I'm coming to shmooze. I'm coming to speak and learning. So he told me, you know what? From tomorrow, I will come every day 15 minutes early and it will belong to you. He doesn't take it. Words. When he came into shiur, he moved the shiur towards me. And like this, the whole year, he said the shiur. After a couple of days, I was speaking to someone in the middle of shiur. Shazaman stopped shiur. He said, Chotzuf. I'm saying shir and you're schmoozing? Chutzuf. I'm about to cry. I don't understand. You know I like you. I turn the shears to you. Yeah? And I'm talking. You think it doesn't disturb me? So I said, Rebbe, why in front of everyone? He said, for two reasons. You spoke in front of everyone, you deserve it. And second of all, everyone has to get that chinuch. This is a part of chinuch. I just want to explain my shita a little bit. Oh yeah, it's getting late, I'll stop here. Or...
Why can't you just tell the guy to make a crochet?